Britain's sovereign compute day. A £2 billion AMD bet meets a £1.1 billion state plan. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff, the two announcements landed within hours of each other. On June 8th at London Tech Week, AMD Chair and Chief Executive Lisa Su committed up to £2 billion over the next 5 years to AI research and infrastructure in the United Kingdom, roughly $2.7 billion at June rates, and a ceiling rather than a committed floor. The same afternoon, Technology Secretary Liz Kendall set out a £1.1 billion AI hardware plan, anchored by a £750 million National A supercomputer the government wants deployed in 2030. Read as separate press releases. They are a vendor commitment and a procurement plan. Taken together, the same-day announcements gave the UK's sovereign compute strategy a public and private sector frame, a bet that Britain can convert a generation of design strength into operated sovereign compute, with public capital and private investment each meant to de-risk the other. The thread worth following runs underneath the totals. The same names recur on both sides of the public-private line. AMD Silicon sits inside the government-funded Cambridge Systems, and the state-funded Aria-backed Scaling Inference Lab program is where AMD and a British startup are building what's billed as the first large-scale photonic AI network. On these particular machines, the UK is not buying compute from a vendor at arm's length. It is co-building the stack with one. That is the genuine editorial question the day raises, and it is a chip strategy question as much as a sovereignty one. Does single-vendor co-design accelerate sovereign capability or quietly recreate dependency under a sovereign label? What the £1.1 billion buys? The plan is a sum of parts, and it pays to keep the parts distinct rather than treat £1.1 billion as a single pot of supercomputer money. The £750 million National AI supercomputer is the anchor. Within that, £400 million is earmarked for next-generation chips to equip the machine, £150 million of it for inference silicon the government intends to buy this summer, positioning itself as an early customer, and £250 million for specialised parts as the technology matures. The rest of the headline figure spreads across a £120 million AI hardware innovation programme to design and test novel British chips, £45 million in new skills funding, £80 million cumulatively, and up to £150 million from the British Business Bank, to back a fund led by Playground Global, the bank's single largest fund investment to date, with former Intel chief Pat Gelsinger among Playground's partners and the firm opening its first office outside the US. The 2030 machine itself is described as a heterogeneous mixed chip system designed to combine proven and next generation processors rather than standardize on a single accelerator. It would join the UK's AI research resource alongside the existing Isambard AI and the Cambridge systems. On the chips that fill it, the government's language is precise and worth quoting exactly. We want to see British design chips form a crucial part of the system. That is a stated aspiration, not a commitment, and the distinction is the whole analytical crux. Nothing in the plan obliges the 2030 machine to run domestic silicon. The named British champions are real but early, ARM plus a pair of inference chip startups, Fractile and Olix, that have raised more than £320 million between them. The government's own framing sizes the prize at roughly 5% of a global AI chip market. It expects to approach $1 trillion in the early 2030s. A second trap is already loose in the press, and it matters for anyone trying to count what is genuinely new. There are two separate £750 million figures in circulation, and they are not the same programme. One is the National AI supercomputer described above. New money in this June plan, location not stated, which means it should not be placed in Edinburgh, however tempting the symmetry. The other is the £750 million, next National Supercomputing Service at Edinburgh, the de-exascaled successor to Arcshire 2. That project was an £800 million exascale system, cancelled in 2024, reinstated at up to £750 million in the June 2025 spending review with the word exascale pointedly dropped. That moment has passed, as EPCC's Mark Parsons put it. It is reheated funding from a year ago, a general-purpose national service rather than the AI-specific 2030 machine, and several outlets have already merged the two into a single Edinburgh supercomputer. They are distinct. How much of the week's compute story is new spend versus re-announced spend is a fair thing for a reader to want pulled apart. AMD's half. Cambridge, Imperial, and a fusion machine. On the private side, AMD's commitment bundles several builds the government is also funding. The clearest are two Cambridge-operated systems. Zenith is a new AI supercomputer funded by the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology with UKRI, designed and run by Cambridge and built on AMD accelerators with Dell. Sunrise is narrower and more concrete. A fusion-dedicated machine owned by the UK Atomic Energy Authority and funded by the Energy Department, linked to UKEA's Culham Fusion Programme and the planned Culham AI Growth Zone, and powering up around now. Its hardware, per Data Center Dynamics, citing AMD, runs to 672 Armenian Drams Instinct MI355X GPUs and 168 EPC CPUs for 6.76 AI exaflops at 1.4 megawatts. AMD's separate strategic tie-up with Imperial College London rounds out the package, aimed at sovereign AI infrastructure and scientific computing across fields from climate modelling to genomics, with Imperial President Hugh Brady and UK Science Minister Lord Valence lending the academic and ministerial framing. The dependency thread needs care because it is easy to overstate. AMD is inside the new state co-funded builds, Zenith, Sunrise, the Aria Photonic System, but it does not own the UK's research estate. The current flagship makes the point. Isambard AI in Bristol runs on 5,448 NVIDIA H200 Grace Hopper superchips for roughly 21 AI exaflops, went fully live in 2025 and ranked among the world's fastest AI supercomputers at launch. The AI research resource as a whole spans vendors, Isambard AI on NVIDIA, Cambridge's Dawn on Intel, Zenith on AMD, and the 2030 system is heterogeneous by design. So the accurate version of the concern is concentration in the newest builds rather than a monopoly across the fleet. The tension is still real. Domestic chip firms are being funded to design silicon for a machine that, today, leans on an American vendor's accelerators. The photonic bet, and whether it counts as a first. The most genuinely novel piece runs through the substrate. Part of the £120 million innovation programme expands Aria's scaling inference lab, a roughly £50 million testbed where AMD and Aureol Networks are deploying Aureol's Prism photonic networking alongside Instinct GPUs and EPyC CPUs. Prism swaps the electronic core switches in an AI cluster for nanosecond optical circuit switching. AMD and Aureol build the result as the world's first large-scale AI system powered by a pure photonic network and cite an 81% cut in core switch power and sub-1% GPU idle time. Those are company-reported figures, not independent benchmark results, and the world's first framing is a vendor claim no third party is yet verified. Aureol's own more careful phrasing is first commercial deployment, with the wider multi-accelerator rollout targeted for 2027. Treated as a first-of-kind commercial deployment rather than a settled record, it is still the substrate question playing out in the field. Optical interconnect attempting the move from frontier research to load-bearing infrastructure, the same materials pressure that drove NVIDIA's own multi-billion dollar photonics push, sizing the bet and the part nobody has built yet. Against international peers, the UK's numbers are serious without being singular. The United States procured its three exascale systems, Frontier, Aurora, and El Capitan, for up to $1.8 billion combined, so the UK's £750 million machine sits near the cost of a single US flagship, while the full £1.1 billion plan, roughly $1.5 billion, approaches what the US spent on the whole trio. Europe's National Plus Euro HPC layering, visible in the Kajani Sovereign Campus, shows the pattern the UK is joining. What the British plan adds is the explicit attempt to wire domestic chip design into national procurement, with the government as a deliberate first customer for startup inference silicon. The open risk is execution on a four-year clock. A heterogeneous mixed chip machine is harder to schedule, program and interconnect than a single accelerator design, and the plan funds silicon more visibly than it funds the software stack that would make a mixed fleet usable. The National Audit Office has warned that the UK is falling behind on supercomputing amid slow investment, with a gap of more than a year between Archer II's retirement and its successor. And a 2030 machine still has to be physically built. The labour and power delivery constraints now gating large compute builds elsewhere apply to a British sovereign system as much as to an American hyperscale campus. The plan names the silicon it wants and the vendor that can supply it now. Whether the British-designed chips it hopes for arrive in time to fill the machine is the one variable the money announced this week does not settle.